All right, there we go. My mic is working now. That's all right. I didn't want to sing over the beginning of Olivia Newton-John, my girlfriend.
Kyle, we hear you singing every Wednesday, and I think the people have spoken.
What are they saying?
Listen, I thought the Kiss performance was great. So.
Hey, and I came up with that makeup literally 10 minutes.
Did you do that yourself?
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was kind of hoping you still had it on.
10 minutes before Mike Tupper showed up.
Hey, I'm a huge Kss fan now.
Are you
really?
Great.
Oh, yeah. I was born and raised Kiss, Ted Nugent, AC/DC. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's really
thank
funny.
Thank God for that one.
It's funny you say that because when I saw Kiss, Ted Nugent opened up for him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that would be a that's a great
that
lineup.
Would have been oh that would have been amazing.
It doesn't matter who else is there.
It was so loud. My ears are still ringing.
That's not surprising.
You keep asking me, Zach, why I'm deaf. That's the reason why.
It's the rock concert. Yeah. Maybe that's why my dad's deaf too.
Yeah. We are going to talk about the top cheat day foods, according to a recent Reddit post.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I saw, or I heard you and Chelsea talking. Well, Kyle, similar to you, my cheat days end in Y.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. According to a Reddit post, and these are all things that you would just normally eat, but, you know, if you're working out and trying to lose weight, I'm guessing the average...
This is going to be bad for me.
It is bad. Pizza and burgers.
I mean, I don't eat a ton of pizza anymore.
I don't either. That
if
much.
I do. I make a homemade pizza and I use a flour tortilla as my crust.
Oh.
Ooh. We do. We just recently got some cauliflower crust.
Oh. Yeah, I can do that.
And that's okay. It's not as good.
No, the flour tortilla works perfect for a little personal pizza.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Any fast food or fried items, like it says McDonald's, 10-piece nugget, large fries, and KFC. Sometimes I get all of those.
All in one meal, man.
My issue with McDonald's and these fast food places is they got all the value menus where it's like you buy one, you get one for $1. So then I end up getting like 4 chicken sandwiches for $7.
I know, like the $5 or the $6 bags we're even getting out. I didn't need the chicken nuggets and the hamburger, but here we are.
Yeah.
Wow, what happened?
For an extra dollar, why not?
Yeah, okay. Sweets and desserts, ice cream.
What?
That is ice cream and a sweet last night. Yeah, what?
We have two kinds of ice cream in our freezer. Right now, we have cookies and cream.
Yes. Mm.
And this new salted caramel.
Mm.
This sea salt caramel. Oh my gosh, it is so good. I'm not kidding. I could have that every day.
Oh my.
Sometimes I do.
You know, Grandma Shirley was in her mid-90s. She has ice cream every day too.
I know a lot of people who do.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, it's good.
Hey. Clearly, she's living a long life.
Clearly,
so
this is,
lived a long life.
We're past tense here.
Lived, 94.
Lived.
Yeah.
So that's a long life. That's a lot of ice cream.
She had strong bones because of the calcium.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I think she was also taking some pills for that, too.
Okay. All right.
A lot of drugs towards the end of her life.
Salty snacks.
That's mine.
Pretzels.
Oh, love pretzels.
Cheetos, potato chips. Mine is salted peanuts.
Yeah.
I am, whoa. Yeah. I'm in a 12-step program right now.
So
it sounds like the ice cream and the snacks.
Pringles were on sale. I haven't had Pringles in a long time because they used to be like $1 for a tube, and now they're like $15 for a tube. They were on sale for $2, and so I bought like 7 of them because I was like, I haven't had Pringles in so long. I'm now down from 7 last week. I'm now down to 2.
Okay. Comfort foods like pasta with creamy sauces,
yes.
Tacos, nachos. We had nachos last night.
I like breakfast nachos when I make it. It's so good.
Sushi is on this list.
No, thank you.
That's bad.
That's too healthy. What are you talking about?
Except for that mercury in it.
Maybe the sauce is what's the guilty part.
Yeah. Is there a lot of calories in sushi?
I don't know. I don't eat sushi.
I don't count calories either, so...
Anyway, those are cheat day foods.
Yeah, I was hoping to take notes of things to go make from home, but things I eat every week, except for the sushi.
That's what I had on Tuesday, all of it.
I recently have had some dental problems. I think we've talked about this on our morning show. I've lost... Okay, go ahead, Zach.
Well, I was going to say to the point that he has switched from chewy bars to soft cereal bars.
Oh, no.
Zach has offered to pre-chew my food.
Well, we did baby bird it that one morning.
You okay?
Yep, I'm good.
Chelsea.
Are you all right?
You think Chelsea knows if she can believe that or not.
I am one step away from eating Gerber's.
Oh, my God.
Okay. In 1 year.
So anyway, I've lost a couple crowns recently.
Oh, boy.
And then I had a tooth with an implant. I had a tooth. Yeah, like, that's a whole... By the way... One tooth was, I think, $8,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's more than my first four cars.
Combined?
Yeah. But anyway, so I've had some dental issues, but I still, you know, I'm still smiling. I'm still smiling. Daily Mirror says a London man went to Turkey to get $4,700 perfect smile. His name's John Denton. Isn't that the guy on Yellowstone?
Yes. Well, basically.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. You like some Kevin Costner, don't you?
It's a good show, yeah.
Yes.
We did watch it all the way through.
She's a big fan, it sounds like.
Says his teeth started to fall out as soon as he got back home.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of money, too.
What did they do?
Or maybe it wasn't enough. Well, so I don't know how much it's supposed to cost.
I don't know. Would they replace them with chiclets? What did they do?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The clinic offered a partial refund. It's Turkey. You're dealing. Yeah,
the services were rendered.
Joe is now he's now started a GoFundMe page to fix his smile. Listen, okay. You went to Turkey.
No kidding.
Now, granted, British people have bad teeth. Okay, I understand that. It's a stereotype because it's true.
Okay, what do the British have to do with Turkey?
Well, he's a Brit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I must have missed that.
Yeah, you missed that. That's all right.
Okay, I'm going to save my wooden teeth joke that I was going to come in with.
My wife and I'm going to save this.
Oh.
But we almost got, it'll come back after the break. My wife and I almost got divorced doing a DIY project.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why have I never heard of this?
Oh, it was...
It was bad?
It was pretty bad.
It's not the bathroom, right?
No.
Okay.
And what I did made it worse.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to talk... I always make it worse. Okay, I'll tell you about this coming up after our break. More bonus time with Chelsea Llewellyn, Zach Tomish, and myself.
Loved ones with Alzheimer's and dementia need extra love and a special kind of care. The Willows of Marshalltown provides both. If you are caring for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, we are here to help. At The Willows, we provide a special, caring environment for your loved one with a dedicated family of caregivers. Call our director, Jennifer, for a personal chat at 758-3123. That's The Willows, 758-3123. When you're here, you're home.
Ever wish medical care felt a little more comfortable? At Story Medical, now it can. Introducing our brand new MRI suite, designed with you in mind. With a wider opening, shorter tunnel, and even an entertainment system where you can watch Netflix, your scan can feel more relaxed than ever. And you're invited to see it for yourself. Join us for an open house Saturday, May 16th from 11 to 1. Tour the new imaging center, meet the team, and enjoy a free lunch from the Story County Pork Producers. A clearer picture of care is here. At Story Medical.
Breathtaking jewelry, unique gifts, all that awaits you at Helberg's Jewelers. Built on integrity in 1898, Helberg's Jewelers remains the only locally owned family jewelry store in Marshalltown. Today, four generations later, our family is here to guide you with your jewelry and gift selections you will be proud to give. Free gift wrap, elegant handmade bows, experience Helberg's in downtown Marshalltown.
Spring's finally showing up, and it's time to get your hands a little dirty. Stop by Isle of Green Garden Center in Marshalltown, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 10 to 4. They've got beautiful pansies and violas to brighten things up, plus broccoli, kohlrabi, cauliflower, cabbage, perennials, and seed packets to get your garden growing. Whether you're planting flowers or starting your garden for the season, they've got everything you need. Follow Isle of Green on Facebook for hours, updates, and inspiration, and get growing today.
And we continue on with our Olivia Newton-John bonus time.
Just feeling a little Olivia Newton-John today?
I just kind of did. I miss her.
How's that poster doing?
Is
it still hanging up in the man cave?
Probably at my mom's house. yeah, you don't know the story. I got in trouble. I stole a Olivia Newton-John poster.
You stole it?
When I was in junior high.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I didn't get caught, but... My mom wasn't happy.
So you got caught by your mom.
She's like, where did that come from? Yeah. She goes, what, who is that? I said, that's Olivia Newton-John. Don't look under my bed.
This is actually the story as to why they enrolled him in Catholic school.
Oh.
None of his brothers were, just him.
Yeah. Here we go. That is actually sad but true. Do-it-yourself projects help improve your relationships.
Okay.
I'll tell you real quick here, little sidebar. My wife and I were repainting our living room when we first moved in. And we have 12-foot ceilings. It's a McMansion, really.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Well, we do in our living room, okay, because it's old Victorian,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're painting it, and we're arguing constantly about the taping of the trim and... You know, everything, you know, like, that needs another coat. Anyway, so my lovely wife, Amy, gets up on the ladder and she's doing something. I'm guessing she's painting or correcting something I did wrong. And she falls off the ladder.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's one of those where you see it in slow motion.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Yep.
And I immediately start laughing.
Oh, that was probably not wise.
Well, you know, when you see somebody get
hurt,
sometimes you laugh.
Sometimes that's just the only way you can cope.
Right. And so she ended up with a big old swollen ankle. We had to take her to the emergency room.
Oh, my
room.
God.
Yeah. Wasn't so funny then when I got the doctor bill.
No problem.
No.
That didn't go to her insurance and went to yours?
We were married at the time. So, yeah. Wow. So she was, even before she fell off the ladder, she was so angry with me that, I mean, she still talks about it to this day. Yeah, we almost got divorced because of that.
I think everyone has a story like that. My parents always talk about a tense situation.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's got it.
So a new survey by Den Garden reveals 68% of people say doing a do-it-yourself home project with their partner help them feel closer.
I don't know about closer, but you'll be able to tell how your significant other reacts to things.
Yeah, well, yeah, like she wasn't real happy when she fell off the ladder.
Yeah. Or how you trimmed with the tape.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, what's going on out there? 40% of people have tried both couples therapy and DIY projects.
I have never heard this before.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
47% of people who tried both said DIY project actually helped them more than therapy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. And who's reporting on this?
This is called Den Garden. It's a survey on Den Garden.
It's legit.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
It was on the internet. It has to be legit.
So,
this makes me think this last weekend, my parents came over to help with some yard work. And I got a flash back to the past a little bit with my mom overseeing garden operations outside of my own house.
Ooh.
Well, so first off, my mom took a tumble, so she's not moving around too hot at the moment. And so she couldn't help out at all. So she put a chair down in the driveway, sat down.
A real supervisor.
And supervised.
Just there for a second, all I could imagine was your mom is like a warden walking the yard.
And so
with a German Shepherd.
Kind of.
But in a chair.
The thing about the whole situation and afterwards, and so Tessa was there helping as well, and she was kind of playing buffer because I was so mad by the end of it. Because the thing, it's my house.
It is.
It's my house. And she came in and said, this is what you're doing in your garden.
Oh. Oh,
oh boy.
And I was like.
Wow.
You paying for it too?
I should have said that. That would have been a great comeback. She would not have paid for it.
27% of people say outdoor projects are the most helpful with bonding. Now, you and your hubby, Chelsea, you guys do the whole cattle thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Together.
Yep, that is outdoors.
Is that a bonding experience?
Are you bonding
it's a
over...
bonding of sorts. Or,
are you bonding over manure?
You, as a farmer, you know that whatever is said while moving cows is not true.
Oh.
You just one ear and out the other. Okay. It's the only way to cope with it.
All right. 20% of people say assembling furniture is the number one tension-causing project.
Yep.
I would say painting a living room is also it.
Well.
Not good. Yeah. So anyway, that's interesting.
Yes.
I don't think I would choose to do a DIY over going to therapy. I don't know if I'd go to therapy either, but like that's just, I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
I know that I'm going up to Waterloo this weekend, and we're going to be doing house projects and spring cleaning at Tessa's house. So without the, the overbearing supervisor of Jane Tomish, we'll see how things...
The overlord.
She really is. I mean, to be honest, though, like at the end of the day, if I'm going to figure out what's going to go on in my garden, I'm going to call my mom or I'm going to call Chelsea. And
I'm glad I'm on your top few list.
It's kind of her job.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, I mean, she's probably going to do what I want her to. Like, she knows what the vision is, so I shouldn't be mad about it. But it's just the idea that, like, lady, this is my property. Yeah, thank you. This is my property. Let me do what I want. Let me make the mistake first. You can come in and clean it up later.
Okay, we go to England again for another story. A lot going on in the UK. Carpenter quits because his dog earns more money than him.
What?
Yeah. Daily Record says a Kent, England carpenter recently quit his job after his French bulldog named TJ began earning more money than him. Duncan Tout quit to run TJ's social media account full time. So TJ, his bulldog, has got social media and he's making some money. Okay. Apparently he has scored endorsement deals with Marriott, among other things. They travel a lot, and it doesn't say how much the dog, French Bulldog, is earning, but it's more than he was earning as a carpenter.
Well, I need to look up this dog now.
I know.
TJ?
TJ.
Okay.
I mean, in fairness, it's him, the person, that's right, earning the money, because we don't open up bank accounts for dogs. Oh, well, maybe the UK does things different.
Well,
there's a reason we left them.
All I know is that TJ, the bulldog, is probably going to Turkey to get a new set of teeth.
Maybe.
Or will he be in Des Moines this weekend for the beautiful bulldog competition?
Ooh, they say he travels a lot. I don't know if they have international dogs.
I don't think Blake would have let him in.
No.
Blake would have been like, nope.
Sorry.
We don't do you from the UK.
Yeah, no British bulldogs.
Not since 1776.
History. Over
I love
here.
It how he always flashes back to the American Revolution.
Hey, we flexed our power. Got to celebrate that, right? And 250 years, Kyle.
I know. I agree. I'm totally agreeing with you. I would say, Zach, that you think that any good alligators would be a dead alligator. You're not a big alligator guy.
Well, I just, they're dinosaurs roaming the earth, so we have to treat them as such.
Well, apparently there's a law
snake for sure.
A law against this in Florida. I had no idea what I'm about to tell you. Smoking Gun says two tourists are facing felony charges after driving across Florida, which you can do in a couple hours.
Yeah.
From Tampa to Orlando.
It's a peninsula, right? Yeah. Driving across Florida with a dead alligator strapped to their roof.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dry it out. Just dry it out.
What am I supposed to do with it?
Put it in the trunk, right?
If it's dead, don't matter if it goes inside.
If you put it.
I don't know if I trust a big one.
If you put it in the passenger seat and you strap it in, carpool.
I was just going to say carpool access.
Yep. Absolutely. Suspects, I love this, were spotted near Disney World.
The happiest place on earth.
They were going to take it to a taxidermist and have it stuffed. They didn't actually kill the alligator.
They found it dead.
Ooh,
on the side of the road.
That's already rotting, probably.
Yeah, possession of alligators in Florida is illegal.
Oh.
Okay. Period, end of story.
That's what it says.
Huh. Doesn't, dead or alive. Doesn't matter.
Dead or alive. Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't people have alligators as pets?
I don't think they have them as pets, but I mean, they're going to live where they want to live, right? If they want to live in your pool, they're going
to live in my pool.
Yeah.
Do you know how to, like, if you're in Florida and you see water, do you know how to check or know if there's gators there?
Throw raw meat in there.
Well, if it's wet, there's gators.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I remember this when I'm going to Disney World this July.
Oh, be careful.
Stay away from the water.
You have small children with you.
That's true.
Smaller than you, even.
Here we go with the small jokes again.
Make tallies.
5'9". I just want to say that. 5'9". Average. Man sues Whataburger for placing onions on his burger. I would.
Oh. I mean,
I would go nuts.
Listen, I love onions, so.
Do you?
Oh, more onions, the better.
That's why she smells.
This is
hey,
man.
I haven't had onions in
it's not
like
the,
20
the
hours.
It's the cow manure. It's
it's really a certain kind of aroma. Well, it's the manure and the onions.
Yeah.
Anyway, National Today says a Houston man has filed a lawsuit against Whataburger. It actually is kind of serious, really. Because they put onions on his burger after he asked not, you know, no onions. Dimer, his name is Demerly Wilson. He wants $1 million. He says his burger he ordered had onions despite the request to remove them. He needed medical care because he is deathly allergic to onions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there it is. Fair. I was like, but I don't like pickles and I don't complain. Okay.
You take them off,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. If you're allergic, that's
I didn't know you could be allergic to onions.
Yeah.
You can be allergic to like anything.
Really?
A couple of people that get really bad migraines from onions.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whataburger denies the allegations and says Wilson failed to exercise reasonable caution. I don't know what that means. What is
check your hamburger to take it off himself? That's probably reasonable caution.
Right. Yeah.
I guess, yeah, if I'm asking for, I mean, let's be honest. Do we trust restaurants 100% to make those modifications?
No.
I know they don't shoot 100%. So
I would be double checking.
I would, if I am deathly allergic to something and I'm requesting them to remove it, I feel like part of that responsibility is also to check it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Call me crazy.
No. I think you're spot on.
But I still drink red dye stuff and things like that because,
yeah,
you know.
You and the Kool-Aid. You literally drinking
Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Dylan Doze has just walked in.
Yeah, wants us to acknowledge him.
I
apparently.
Saw that. He held his hands up like he's coming in to do something.
He's not the pastor at KFJB anymore. He needs to just chill out with that.
What else? Side hustles are now needed to survive the economy. Money Talk says 44% of Americans, 44% now need a side hustle. Higher costs and stagnant wages are pushing many to work extra jobs. The average person earns about $1,200 a month from their side hustle.
Hmm.
So, Chelsea, question, is the extension office or your farm the side hustle?
The extension office is my main job.
Yeah.
That farm side hustle, which isn't a side hustle for my husband, obviously, but
yeah.
It's more than a side hustle during some seasons.
I sell a lot of feet pictures on the internet.
Really? Which site?
Well,
tell me. I
listen, I think he's looking for a side hustle, too.
Oh, FredFlintstoneFeet.com.
Oh, I've checked them out. They didn't accept me.
Oh, we're out of time. Hey, thank you as always for being here, Chelsea.
Yes,
that is
you.
Chelsea Llewellyn, Zach Tomish. I'm Kyle Martin, and that is bonus time. Here's Olivia Newton-John.
Much more than we deserve. warmer weather is here, and that means so are the pests that come with it. April is National Pest Control Month, and Schindel Pest Control has a few tips to help you. First, preventative action and pest control is your best bet. Second, call Schindel Pest Control if you have...